Yishalmi, Tainus Daf Yutes. We're starting from the Mishnah on Yutches and Beis. The Mishnah continues with the story of Chuni HaMagel. When Shimon B'Shetah heard the story of what Chuni HaMagel did and the way he davened and the way he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Gemara says that he was upset. Ramalei said to him, really you should be Mecheir because of the way you spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a strong way. You should be put in chayrim. Alamasa, what can I do? How can I put you in chayrim? It's miskate kol makom. You're miskate l'fam makom. You're endeared yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the lashon says the carbonate to explain the lashon miskate is an unusual lashon, but he says miskagea HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you moved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You moved him. I did what you wanted. You know, the nidu should be chayrim because you spoke so disrespectfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what can you do? As Miskageya says the Pnei Moshe, Vam Makam Baruch Hu Vosu L'Kalei Vosu. He did your ratzon. He did what you want because you moved him with your tefillos. Gaben like a son had to endear himself to his father. So that's right. The father does what he wants. So my male, what can I do? I can't put you in chayrim because you're so endeared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says the Gemara said that the pasuk state in Mishlei, let your parents be proud. But basically, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so Yismach Avicha V'Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Segal Tzachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so glad that you were born, that you were created, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes joy in you, and therefore I have no ability to put you in Chayrim, even though what you did, the way he davened was somewhat disrespectful. The Gemara says, Mishnah said Vaita, that the Mishnah continues later, explains, the Gemara talk about the Mishnah Braisa, Shalach Lo Shemar, talk about Sokli, no, she being Chayrim. The Gemara says, why she being Chayrim? What exactly did he do? The Gemara says, some back and forth discussion. She didn't exhort Gezeru, if Negez, Vele Mele, Yo, we should be Chayrim, if Gezeru was decreed to behold back rain, like in time of Eliyahu Anavi, because then you, the Gemara says, maybe as a rabbi de chil Hashem, were you not of course of being a chil Hashem? But now you would have been, your tefillah would have been rabbi, would have not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen, and you would have been, you swore, Elio swore that it should happen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to listen to him because he made a shvuah. So Memela, so Gemara says that he took a shvu Elio and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. He took a shvu, no rain's going to come until he says so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. But you're going to make a shvu and say this shouldn't be, but maybe it'll be mistaken. Maybe the rain will happen anyway. Well, rain, you'll say the rain should come and it won't happen. It'll be a chel Hashem for everybody. And therefore, you should bring the chel. Maybe yes, rabbi, the chel Hashem, so can you do it? Anybody brings the chel Hashem, requires you to do it. And that would be what you cause would be a chel Hashem. Says the Kabbalah, shel Eiru Nishba Hashem, Chay Hashem. So therefore, he would go listen to me. You, and you're the Lashon Yechil Hashem, it'd be a Shavu Shav. It'd be what you did was for nothing. You made a Shavu for nothing. You swore that the rain should happen. So it's like you swore falsely. And there's a great person like Chuni who'd be accused of swearing falsely in Hashem's name. That's a Chil Hashem Gadol. And therefore, that's why you deserve to be put in chayrim because of the potential of chil Hashem that you brought. But what can I do again? Because you're a HaKadosh Baruch Hu treat you like a child. Marcel, at least Alok, the Marcel said, we bring a baraya that you go ahead, consider chil Hashem. We learn a Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel sent Rabbi Kiva a message. If you're going to go detain the rabbi, you're going to go ahead and not let them come to Beis Din. You're going to go ahead and cause them to do a stumbling block in the future. They'll never come back to testify. You're going to stop them from testifying. You're going to go ahead and criticize them. The Mishnah says over there that you have to bring Edom to come and testify, giving you that if you go ahead, people are going to stop come. They're going to go desecrate Shabbos for nothing. So you're not going to happen. Then they'll come, and then they won't come next time they have to come. So they'll say they're not going to come because the last time we were needed, so we're not going to come now. And Shabbos surely won't be needed. We're going to go come on Shabbos for nothing. So people won't come. So therefore, it'll be a chilul Hashem. It'll be a terrible thing. Sumar says another mitzvah. Also, you're going to go stop the rabbi doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah being kiddush hachodesh. You're stopping them doing kiddush hachodesh. Mitzvah. So you need to, whoever goes ahead and stops the tzibah from doing a mitzvah, it puts in chayrim. So what you did is same idea. Chayrim said to him, you're going to be put in chayrim for what you should be put in chayrim for what you did. So Gemara says. So that's the same idea we find over there. They told Rabbi Akiva the same way he told Shimon Shetach told Chuni Amagel. So Amaloi Chuni answered Shimon Beta and the Kosh Baruch Mavata because also made because of the tzaddik. You think Kosh Baruch goes ahead? Mavata is decree because of the tzaddik? Of course he does. So Mela, I knew that even if Hashem made a decree that he's not going to bring any rain to punish God, so I knew that my tefillah, I'm a tzaddik. Kosh Baruch will listen to me, and therefore I'm going to have to go do that because I know that I was able to. I'll be listened to, and therefore I wouldn't cause a chilul Hashem. I wouldn't cause a chilul. I don't deserve an either. Do for Kairim. I'm only Shemashat disagrees with Chuni Amagel. Kosh Baruch Hu Mevatel is supposed to make Gezeres Tzadik. Yes, Kosh Baruch Hu Mevatel is there because of Gezeres Tzadik. Kosh Baruch Hu Mevatel Gezeres Tzadik means Gezeres Tzadik Chavero. Kosh Baruch Hu is not Mevatel the Gezera of one person, but the degree of another person. And since Lamaisa we're afraid because what happened for another person, just like maybe one of the there was a decree from one of the Tzadikim, like Eliyahu said, and now you came wouldn't have been anointed, and your tefillos would not have been accepted. You're right, Shemashat Shatav. You don't know what this reason why Hashem didn't bring the rain. If Hashem didn't bring the rain because he made a gzeira, you're right. Hashem, your gzeira is enough to stop a Kosh Baruch Hu's gzeira. Your gzeira is tzaddik. But maybe the reason why there's no rain, because it's just like Eliyahu davened that no Hashem shouldn't bring any rain, so people do tshuva. So maybe there was someone else. Maybe there was another gzeira. Maybe another person davened, like Bim Eliyahu. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu won't mevatel his word because of your word, and therefore become a chilul Hashem because I see you want that there you daven and lamaisa there'll be a it didn't happen feel it wasn't good so become a chilul Hashem so it will be a chilul Hashem even though he, that's what Shimon Shetach answered the answer that's a Chuni Amagel's kasha. Mishnah continues. What can I do? You act like a Kosh Baruch Hu's magegel afemak. I'm like a child who requests in front of a endears himself to his father and requests things from him. So you too, a Kosh Baruch Hu's like a son. What can I do? So tomorrow I'll bring you a bite from the pesukim. Tomorrow we have a pesukim. The pasuk in Iyyub. We have a pesukim. Kosh Baruch Hu goes even for a tzaddik. He goes and listens to a tzaddik. Where do we see that from? In the case that Chuni Kosh Baruch Hu changes his gzeira for a tzaddik. The pasuk state in the pasuk, we have in a pasuk in you. You'll dictate it the gzeira, and it'll be done for you. And it's you is fixed. What's the chav yakum lach? You said it. Matam oitz lach. What's the extra word lach? I tell you, Ella. I'm going to do this and this. You don't come off, you don't give me. Your decree will stand and my decree will not stand. Kosh Baruch Hu says an extra pasuk and says an extra word, l'cha, to tell you, even if I make, not only if you make a gzera, if you said something, I'm going to go fulfill it. But even if I made a gzera if I cared, your gzera, Kosh Baruch Hu, I will change my gzera for you. That's the first part of the pasuk. I'm going to continue. I'm going to say, even if the sky is clear, and Kosh Baruch Hu said, this cow will come and bring rain will come. Even if nothing, right now there's no cloud in the sky, but if you make a gzera that the rain should come, because Kosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring, because of that, I will go ahead and bring rain, just like Chuni Amagel did. So Gemara says, the pasuk continues and says, when they brought low, you'll stand up, right? What does that mean? When Hashem said to bring the people low, I'm going to hold back rain to punish them so they can do tshuva. Tamako, you go ahead to raise them up and bring them. Even then, your decree will be Mekayim and I will not. Another pasuk, Kosh Baruch Hu said, we'll do so. And I'll told their eyes to be downcast, from which means I'll cause them to punish them no rain, that they'll be depressed. You said to save them. Again, I'll listen to you, not to me. Your gzeira will be under mine. Last pasuk, another pasuk with the same idea. Kosh Baruch Hu shows the Eov his willingness to go to do a gzeira tzaddik. And I said, we'll save if he's innocent, he should be saved. You said, you should have said he'd be saved. It's, even if he didn't, your gzeira was he should be saved even if he didn't do anything, even if he wasn't, didn't do a sin. You will be the kaima, your word will be kaima. Not mine. Whereas at the end, what does it mean? What does the end of the pasuk say? You'd be saved. The purity, the birus of your hands, because of your tefillos, And your hands, the berurus, the clarity of your tefillos, the bircha, b'schus of your tefillos, because Baruch says, I will change and bring everything, remove the sins of the person, and b'schus mitzvah says, ma'isim tovim shechiyah b'chot, because the schus of your ma'isim tovim, and mitzvah that you have, be a schus in your hand as the beginning, will be supporting your tefillah, and I will go ahead and bring the Yeshua. He said to Bakuni Amagli, he said, if may your father be sameach, because Baruch is sameach in you. What's the Tamilomia? What's the Lodecha? What does it mean by who bore you? Your children, what does that mean? It's already said, Yismach Avicha Vimecha. That's already, it means that obviously your father means who I gave birth to you. What's the Lodecha? What I have to repeat the Lodecha seems to be extra. Master Rabbanah says, no. Munosch means it means your nation. It doesn't refer to Lodecha, it means it doesn't mean your people, but your nation. The nation will rejoice. The whole Kleisel will rejoice when the Tzaddikim. Rabbanah Mabalama. Yeshatecha refers to the time of your birth, which means the minute of you're born and you're a tzaddik, that not only will the world mesameach when you do good things when you grow up later, but even at the minute you're born, and you're going to be a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch already marks the world as a mesameach, ready that such a tzaddik is born. It doesn't just happen, but it's born in the generation. It's already just for loan. It's already shatecha. It's already considered shatecha. Kloma shush and a lot of supposed to come in. The minute you're born, the ready you see the world like Nola Moshe. Moshe was born. The world lit up. He lit up. The whole tent was lit up. It shined from the brightness of him. So too, tzaddik, a future tzaddik, be a future tzaddik. When he's born, that's what the works. Just like a Russia causes a curse to his mother, double curse to his mother. So too, a righteous person brings double joy to his mother. A Russia brings double suffering to his mother because she gave birth to him and because he's a Russia. So too, the other way around, a tzaddik brings, number one, that she gave birth to you, and that you're a tzaddik, and that also that she's zocha to be your mother. We talk a Russia brings koflayim, shenema, kaslovit, ben kasil, meliado. A Russia brings tsar, anger to his father, for his son who has such a bitterness to his son that brought him, and to his mother. Father and a mother both suffer. But a good son, a chacham, or tzaddik, gladdens his father's heart and also makes his mother happy. There's the opposite of tsar, and makes his mother happy, and therefore she's the one. So she doesn't suffer, she's happy. So you see, both of them are a son who has a... not a good son, the mother suffers two times, the Torah uses also to fly him. So too, when at the other round, the opposite by righteousness, it would be the opposite to be righteous. She'll have to double the kaflayim. It'll be mesameach but kaflayim. What's two kaflayim? What does it mean? There's mother's sorrow. I'm Rav Luda, Shishan, Gematria, and Havi. But it means to say the Gematria means that it's a sum of Lishan, the Gematria. It's a lesson of alphabetical Gematria. What are we seeing? Afra, Ma'anya, Ime. Ash in the eyes of his mother. What is the lesson? What does that mean? So when Farshim explains that the Pasuk is telling you that he will cause his mother to be cursed, says the Kabbalah Eda, Lisham Gematria means Lashon Gematria, Koloma, Ba'alaf Tof, Ba'alaf Bat, At Bash, Tukas Ephraia, means to tell you that it will bring Afra Be'eni Imo. If you take, it's an expression, the Torah uses the words, but use it to Ach Bash, it's a perish, and the mother's telling you that it will be the first and last letters of the alphabet will be telling you the message that Ash in the eyes of his mother, that the mother will be embarrassed from him, that there will be the ash will go into the mother's eye, will cause her tremendous sorrow, remove all her joy that she has in it. Meanwhile, the same thing, when they compliment her, she'll be sameach, her eyes will be lit up from the sameach, but kaflayim, that's only what we see in what should be punished, what should be suffering. I don't know, it should be happy, but kaflayim, yismach avido v'yagadol b'yaltecho. Torah says, Lashon twice, yismach avido v'yagadol b'yaltecho, yismach and v'sogil, the Lashon of Simcha that you will get for having such a child, zek b'kaflayim, two different Lashonos. Mishnah continues, the machlokes when delkum and rain, when rain begins to fall, but the fast, when do we start? When people are fasting, when the rain start coming down before nets, they don't have to go finish the fast. It came out the day didn't start yet. But if it rains after nets, even though now it's raining, you have to complete the fast the whole day, because it didn't happen before Nates. That means it still have to bring. That's one opinion. That's one sheet in the Mishnah. Yashlimu, but the Tinus was chal already because it before Nates Achama. But after Nates Achama is already chal, you have to complete it. Before Katzos, the Yashlimu. Not Katzos. No, it doesn't go by Nates Achama. It goes by Katzos. You go by the sheet of Katzos. that the we'll explain what the machlokes is based upon. It was a Titus and Lord. Came for katzos and love tarfin. To be chushas v'go, go eat and drink yomtiv. Go make yomtiv because it's a don't no more fasting. Go in before katzos. They went and made yomtiv. And they came in the afternoon. They made a call together. It was made a halal gadol, a full halal. They were because of the terrible, the great nace that happened, that it stopped raining in the middle of the day, the tefillahs will listen to, and it arrived in the middle of the day, and it arrived after midday, that they can go ahead, yichol v'shasu, and say tefillah gadol, because it's a real simcha, it's a full simcha, you can have a suda and say hello. So the commission, the Gemara explain, Gemara says, I'm a Samuel, where does this nates a chama, where does it come from, I'm a Samuel, 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 Tinus before you had to go ahead and go into a Tinus, because Baruch Hu answered it, so then there's no more fast. You take the fancy. It's Lefnei, you're lost on the Pussy. Terrible, you're coming in. Before, therefore, before, it's before you called, and therefore you don't have to continue it. There's no next. Acha Nates, after Nates, the first sheet of the mission is, then you have to go, you have to be Mashalim. Harim Adam, she said, Orim Adam, before they speak, I will hear. So Orim Adam, it means it's not complete yet. Which means when? You have to Chatzet, you have to go complete it. Orish Marikom, okay, it wasn't a Kashtim, the bakasha wasn't fulfilled. It didn't happen. You have to wait. So therefore, you have to wait, and therefore, you have to continue the fast, because it didn't hear yet. So the Gemara questions the pasuk or the kalaf. Maybe I'll tell you the other way around. Ali answer means in the future. That means that it was complete. Therefore, you don't have to fast. If later, when you do have to fast, read it. Maybe I'll tell you. Let me the pasuk in the other way around. It's exactly the opposite of Mishnah. If it's before Nates, you have to fast. If after Nates, you don't have to fast. So Gemara explained, no, Rav Nachman is wrong. And Ani Olam Sama Kriya. The answering is only after when it's calling out. And Kriya Sama Kriya. Out afterwards, and the pasuk says a kriya terem nekra, so therefore comes out that has to be before. Therefore, it has to be samach. Therefore, it means before you called out before nates, and it happened. Then you don't daven more. You don't fast. If you called afterwards, it's not samach, and then you go ahead and you have to daven. Gemara zamaisa biyom the rabbi yom the kedushin, and the day of Yudin they made a gzeira because there was a drought. Chazmit ramushin the coming. The rain fell in the evening. Before that, the fast didn't start. Gemara says it took effect, but before even took effect in the evening, the evening before. It didn't even need Zacham. It happened in the evening before. So what are you doing that fast? Look, I'm going to give you today. So what should I do? I'm going to begin. Since I'm thirsty, may I drink? I'm going to wait, because maybe you can go ahead. You can decide to do the complete fast. You're not going to be able to drink. So wait until you decide. Maybe the rain, it's not really, it's going to stop. If maybe you have to continue, maybe you'll have to continue to fast. Says the Kabban Eda. Let's wait to see what the Tzibur of Tzibur does. But if you can't go eat, maybe they're going to continue. You're thirsty, you want to drink. But maybe the Tzibur of Tzibur in the town and the Rove are going to continue to Tinus. They're going to have the full day. So therefore, you can't go and separate from them. So therefore, don't drink. Wait until you see what the Tzibur does. So what about on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast until the sixth hour on Shabbos is also the fast. You can't do it. You have to eat before. Otherwise, consider that if you fasted. So you see, before Chatzos, on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. See, that's quite the same idea. For Chatzos is part of the day you have to eat. After that, consider if you fasted. The Mishnah says this. If it's before Chatzos, you can't be mashlim. Don't safra. But if it's any of the day, you can. Chatzos, you can be mashlim. Because most of the day was ready to be Kedusha. If Isaac already rover the day already was passed as a tainus, but Kedusha, and therefore you can't come along and change it and have to go with the flow, and the rest of the day has to be with the Kedusha. You see that the Mishnah is telling you very clearly that until Chatzos is the cutoff, so to on Shabbos, the cutoff you have to have before Chatzos. Otherwise, it would be considered usher to fast. You're fasting on Shabbos, you're not fast on Shabbos, so therefore you have to go ahead and eat before Chatzos. So the Gemara, we have a mindset of Yochanan Zakkai by the Yishibi Litra. Yochanan Zakkai, when he wanted rain to come, a certain time, Chazan Levisifra, he would call together the barber, he would come stand in front of the Mikdash and say, begin Rabbi Yochanan Sapra, send rain because my master wants to get haircut, wants to have his hair, less than Mikhail Sarah, and he lacks the strength to do so because of the tightness. So Gemara said, go ahead, and the other way, the better we would come out full. Once we go and give him a call out and say, he's distressed, he wants to take a haircut, but he can't take a haircut because of the drought and he's too weak. So Gemara said, he can't eat, so he must go ahead and do this so that he'll be go ahead, let the people know that he's suffering and therefore they'll daven, they'll daven, the rain will come. That's what Gemara says. Another Mishnah, Rabbi, once he wished the rain to come down, he drew one of his shoes, that the rain will come right away. Had he removed both shoes, the world would have been dripping from a tremendous amount of rain. A little rain came. But if he had taken both shoes off, as a kayakha tefillah, then the rain, Elio, would have come, and it would be such a terrible rain, the whole thing that it would be in Mamish, an incredible rain, that the world would be full of rain. It would be the whole world would have been full of rain. The world would be so full of rain that it should be it would be because it is if you do it. Therefore, the Gemara said, therefore we don't do that. It would be sufficient without that. It would be enough. But Sairis Shaman, that would be enough. That happened, too much rain. It was a mouse that about to fall. Have you rabbi Mechaim had no three in the bus? If Rabbi is one of his tamidim in the house, had the oven with amazing until they would go ahead and take everything out of the house, all the different furnishings out of the house. And then when it came out, then when the Talmud left, then the house fell down. I was about there, the house collapsed. So you see that the Talmud, he put him in there, that he put him in. So the mice is a terrible thing, because maybe you took a chance, you put the guy in there, maybe he wouldn't have enough skusim, and it would have fallen on him. So what did you get? Mice said, therefore say no, since the Talmud of Rav Marava, he had the skus of the Rebbe, we know nothing's going to happen, because the Rebbe was so great, it would be so great that that nothing is going to happen, even to his Talmud, because his Talmud, he told him to do this, and his Talmud would have been, the schus of his Talmud, the great Rebbe, would have enough protection for his Talmud as well. So, they don't understand what you did. And I said, what do you have? Such a great person, you can go, you send your Talmud into a house that's about to fall, and you go in and to take the stuff out, you trusted him, because of your schus. What did you do, sir? What's Maisim told me, Yeshaka, that you have such schus, you zoke at the miracles. I'm a land. Nobody ever came in front of me to space Knesset. I never left anybody in the shul. When I left, there was no one there. I was the first one there and the last one there. Nobody ever came up before me. I didn't go Dalet Amos without learning Torah. I didn't go Dalet Amos without walking Torah every moment. I never learned Torah in a place where it's unclean, where you're not allowed to. I only learned Torah in a clean place. But I never slept or been made up a bed or slept in a regular sleep. I never did that. Only Yeshiva Sarai. I never was mavatel from learning. I was constantly learning. And I never walked between two different chachamim, which means when the chachamim sat on the ground, I didn't walk between them. That would be like I'm treading on them. I didn't walk when they were sitting down. I didn't walk next to them. They looked like I was stepping on them. Nor did I ever give my friend a nickname. I never gave any chaverim kenisi. I didn't give them a name that would be a name that would be an embarrassing name. A name that's a nickname that would cause them harm. It could make them feel bad, degrade them. I never rejoiced in the stumbling of my friends. If some of them would have a downfall, I never enjoyed that. I never was happy for them. No one ever cursed came out of me to my bed. I never cursed me at nighttime, when I never would get angry at anybody. I never cursed anybody. Never got angry or cursed anybody, even at night while I'm lying in my bed. It's a mishuk. I never walked in the marketplace near someone who owed me money so that he should feel embarrassed. That I'm coming to him. Maybe I'm coming to ask him for the money. So if I never went in a place where a guy owes me money, they should be embarrassed for me. I never was made any akpada. Never got angry at any of my house. Never was makbid akpada to anybody in my family. Never was makbid. Shenema, state in the Lachaim of Shenema, Esalak Vatam Lababi Karabesi. Walk in my family, my house with the Karabesi. Therefore, there's no dollar. There's no good connection. There's no thing in the party. I never had any akpadas. Therefore, my family will not come out against me because they know that I didn't have any akpadas. I walk with them in a proper way. So these are all the different reasons he said could be associated why he was okay to have these koichas, that nothing ever happened to him because of these different merits. So you say later on, you go, you fast, you say, go to the halagadol. What's the halagadol? What's halagadol? What's halagadol? Those parts are considered the halagadol. Those are the parts that you would say in this way, at the end of the time, that you would say such a thing. There's another problem. You have to say the psukim. That's part of the psukim. You have to say that part as well. Mara says, why did Torah have to give two different parashios? One's enough. What do you have to have two parashios? Mara says, because Yudas Kshamim is something that everyone should be included in. That part, which is the Gemara is quoting, that it is considered working,
and what does it take to make it work? That should be done, Gemara says, together. It should be done with other people. It should be done with other people witnessing to see the Shema Kalula, that it includes other people as well. That would be, that's the best Simen Bracha. That's Rav Shmuel Yochanan Mishnah. Quoting Rav Yochanan is good. Because of Malav and the Simen Tzim. Because there says Malav, we raise the clouds from the end of the earth. Mashmanet, this requires a Chalav Gadol. Rav Chanina said, that it's a second, only one second one. What's the rainfall? Why only the second Pesukim? What does the rainfall have to do with that? The first one talks about the Brachos, the Gishme Brachos. What does the second one got to do with it? What does it do with rain? So Gemara says, in the beginning, it does say the second one also, because it says Nachsam Lechem Chabasar. Rain is what causes to give lechem. Without rain, nothing would grow. There'd be no lechem. There'd be no lechem. There'd be lechem basar. There'd be no lechem to give anybody, and therefore there would be no nothing to provide them with, and therefore it would not. So the second pasuk also has to do with providing lechem as well as your takas yudas. That's the purpose of yudas hakshamim. At the end of the gemara says nothing. Halal or shemekal de'avayu. How did it done? I regular halal is recited. Not halal gadol means I regular halal we say. Shemekal levi alma. The gemara says how did it done? Also halal. Bakafra alma. How did it done? Also means I regular halal. That's what it means. It doesn't mean unusual. These amorim are saying this is a special psukim that you add on to halal, make a halal gadol. But regular halal is said just like we say in Rosh Chodesh. It's the same yom tov we say is a regular halal. We learn a bright mishnah l'gabei halacha of halal by kompesim miyanshal miyapasishus in the third in the days of the third group. No gil avdim and never got to the pasuk after Yishma. Each one would say halal until they bring up there to kompesa, but never got to that point. It was never such a backup that they had to come to that pasuk. Bisha amamotim. It was the groups. It was a small amount. The third group was a small amount. Everyone already brought it already. Therefore, they got to that. They got to that pasuk. Bisha amamotim. Tana bekafra zumi halakol. This is halakol. Halakol means the part of the whole, you say Hafez Shem Ki Yishma, that is considered halal gadol that we're referring to, not the whole entire halal, but those psukim is what Kinsbakafa calls regular halal. That's called halal gadol. That's what he meant. That's what our Mishnah means by referring halal gadol. The Gemara says that the Gemara continues halal gadol abayu. A certain Talmud Chacham named the Bar Abaya. That was his name, Bar Abaya of Akumet Yofta. He was leading the davening on a fast day, and it came rain. Rain came. He said, repeat after what I say. This tells us that he repeated it was in a regular halal. It was a special halal, and the people would not have to repeat it. Why did he say, repeat it after me? With this regular halal, everyone knows what to say. It's a standard halal. So what does he mean when he said, repeat after me? It must be that it was a special halal that they said that they weren't familiar with, and therefore they had to go ahead and tell them, instruct them, that they should repeat after him. Says the Korban Eder to explain. And when it said to him, Peter Adamra, he said to them, my tzor lamet tzibah, what do you have to answer them? Well, everyone knows what the halal is. Avadai hodala keila kim, hayoymeh loyv, these psukim were not the regular psukim that was said in halal, it's halal gadol, and that's why it's a raya, that's a different psukim, it wasn't regular halal, and that's why you have to have repeat after. Gemara says, no raya, amramon adididon, this was our halal, the rainfall was a great nace, begin amalei, busrei, madi amalei. He said to repeat after what I say, to make sure they'll say halal together, to give specialness. No, it's not a new halal, not a different, because the Kabbalah to explain. Gemara answered, no raya, it wasn't a new halal, different halal, gadol. It was a regular halal, but it was a special nace that happened, in the middle of the davening, all of a sudden the rain came, so if you wanted everyone to join together, Barov Am to say it together. Everyone together to participate. And the Mamaratsim there didn't even know how to say regular halal. That's why he said, everyone join after me, pasuk by pasuk, that the whole tzibur should be able to join together on the regular halal, that even the Amaratsim would be able to go ahead and join. So you have no riot that this halal gadol was something, a different halal, but rather it was the regular halal gadol. Regular halal gadol means the regular halal. End of the parak, we'll stop over here.